Father, we thank you that you are here and it's about you.
Yes.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for all that you have planned for tonight.
Amen.
Everything that you're going to do. In and through your people, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're going to be talking about identity and discovering our true identity. And again, we're just, tagging along the Fire Starters book. So number one, it says Jesus knew his identity. And then in Matthew 3:17, it says, God speaking about Jesus. This is my son, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased. So Jesus knew his identity as a son of God. So first activation, it's going to be quick. We got a lot of activations tonight. So first activation, as individuals, let's take a couple of seconds, a couple of minutes, and ask God to show you how he sees you.
Thank you.
So if you've never done activations, just focus with the Lord and ask God, the Father, Holy Spirit, to just show you how God the Father sees you. This goes out for the people, Periscope and the video too. Just take some time to ask the Holy Spirit to show you how the Father sees you. Anybody care to share? Sorry to interrupt the flow. Anybody care to share like what God showed them?
Yeah. Oh.
Marie gave me this picture, and it's a picture of a little girl, and she's really small, and she is on top of a big stack of like books, and God is the lion. And she's like leaning over, kissing him on his nose, and God says, "That's how I see you."
That's cool. Yes, I saw myself standing next to the Lion of Judah as well. So, anybody else? Anybody else, real quick? No. Okay. Once. All right. So Jesus operated as a son in relationship with his Father. Sons and daughters have access, intimacy, influence, and authority in the kingdom. When you know who you are, you know what you can do. So it says here that we, as sons and daughters, we have access. So it's access to his heart. It's access to the kingdom secrets. These things, as his children, we get, you know, firsthand, so to speak, into these intimate moments, and we have access to the Father's heart, what he wants to do, what he's doing, what he wants to reveal. So that, as sons and daughters, we have that access into the kingdom secrets. We also have favor with the Father.
Amen.
Because just like any child would have favor with their parents, we have that favor with the Father as well. It says we have intimacy. And that's able to see into God's heart. And gotta try to follow my notes here. Intimacy. It's so we have intimacy, so that means we're able to see into his heart, and at the same time, it's allowing him to see into our hearts. Intimacy into me, you see. So it's, we have that with the Father as well, where we have that oneness where we could see into each other's eyes and be open with one another. He allows us to see into his heart, and it's up to us to also allow him to look into our hearts and see our hearts.
Amen.
Influence, I believe, comes from reading Bill Johnson's latest book. It's I believe it comes through service to others. Again, from that book, Bill Johnson speaks about how Daniel and Joseph And Esther had influence over nations. And it was through their service to the leadership in those nations that God opened the doors, and they had influence to influence the whole culture and the way the nation was run, or, you know, influence the leadership of that nation. So we had that, we have influence with the father as well. As his kids, just like, again, many of us, or many of our kids, those who have kids, which I think is most of us here, except that corner. That's like the young, the childless corner or something.
Oh, no, don't prophesy that.
No, not like that, but you know what I'm saying. All right. not yet. Child corner. All right. I fixed it.
You fixed it.
Yes. Soon to be.
Whoa! You see what he did there?
He's prophesying.
That's too funny.
So we have influence with the father, right? For this past Christmas, I told my kids, I said, you know, like, they each were going to get like $80, you know, worth of gift. I said, find something, you know, $80, whatever. And shortly after, my daughter sends me like a text with a, she wanted an iPad, mini iPad. And she's like, well, I found this used one. She sends me the link. You know. So it went from $80 to, you know, the price of a mini iPad. And of course, then all three got, you know, same value gifts. And it's just the influence of just having her ask, like, oh, I really would like this. It's just that influence that a child has with a father,
right,
or a parent. In the same way as us with God, it's like, you know, we don't have to strive to, like, you know, obtain things or favor or just receive his love or anything. It's just a matter of just going before him and asking. And he's just willing, gives it to us because we have that influence, because he loves us that much. Also going back to the whole thing of service, there's a saying that says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
There you go.
So again, if we want to be influential in our culture, in our jobs, in society, people got to see that we care. We're not just trying to get our way, you know, established or whatever, but people got to see that it's coming, that we care about them, we care about their situations. You know, and then that will open up the doors of influence, will allow us to have influence into your lives or into the community, so on and so forth. Authority. And we have the authority of God to align things with heaven and his heart. It's not, again, authority to lord it over. Peter said, you know, the people of the world, they lord it over, you know, the leaders lord it over, but we don't do that. You know, it's the other way around. We come in service, but the authority that we have of God is to bring alignment between his will, his heart, and earth. And you know, whatever's out of place that doesn't match that, then we carry that authority, we release that authority to bring it into that alignment. So we have the Father's authority for that.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. So again, in dealing with authority and who we are, in dealing with our identity through Jesus, you know, because we are in him and he's in us and all that good stuff, a lot of times we fail to renew our mind and have that mindset that of who we are. So it's important for us to, as Romans 12:2 says, to renew our minds. It's, you know, a regular thing to renew our mind and remind ourselves of who we are, have that right mindset, right perspective of who we are in the kingdom, who we are in relationship to God, so that we can walk out in that authority, walk out in that newness of mind and who we are as sons and daughters. As revivalists, we need to change the way we think of ourselves, which will affect the way we operate in life and ministry. For example, the way we think of God will determine the way we represent Him. If we believe God is good, that He heals, that He is for us, etc., then we will represent Him that way to others. Our actions come out of our beliefs. So if we're not seeing ourselves as His children, if we're not seeing ourselves as, you know, precious and loved and you know, and all that stuff, then our actions are going to represent that. But again, if we have that mindset and we realize that and we know that, then our actions are going to represent, and we're going to behave and act as His children, and we're going to represent that to others as well. Another activation. Let's lay hands on the person next to you and declare the fire of God pours over every mindset, burns out every mindset that is not of Him. So find the person next to you and just declare the fire of God to burn off everything that's not of Him.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Hebrews 11:6 says, we must believe that God exists in the way that He is, exists in truth. So basically, well, it's not only to believe that God exists, but we must believe that in the right context of who He is, believe in Him. Many people have the misconception of how God exists, that He's angry with them, that He causes sickness, storms, etc. Therefore, they represent God that way. So it's not just to believe that He exists, because obviously there's plenty of people that do believe He exists, but they think of Him in the negative, but it's to believe that He exists as in truth and who He is. So we must ourselves in the truth of how God has made us in order to be the fire starters that He has called us to change the world. In other words, if we see ourselves as sinners, as incompetent, as inadequate, etc., then we will represent ourselves that way to the world. Knowing our identity is the key to living in our destiny. You know, basically, how we see ourselves is how we're going to act. You know, I don't remember the whole story, and I don't even know if it's a true story, but there's this story out there that it's like an eagle was raised with chickens, right, from the egg itself, and it grew up, even though it was a full eagle, you know, full-grown eagle with all the majesty and strength of an eagle, it grew up acting like a chicken, pecking at the floor, eating dirt, because it was raised with chickens, and he always believed to be a chicken. So even though we ourselves, we carry the majesty and the greatness of God in ourselves, if we don't see it, if we don't believe it, if we don't see ourselves as His children, then we're not going to let that and act that out and let that majesty out and act with all that authority and strength and love out, because, you know, so we really have to grab hold of that. All right, another activation. Ask God to show you His goodness and His heart. So let's take some time to ask God to show you His goodness and His heart. Anybody want to share? All right, second activation. For this one, you're going to have to move. You gotta find, I guess, from just to make it easier from this side, come over to this side, and find somebody that you normally don't minister to or prophesy over, and then give them a word. And whoever you team up with, take turns in giving each other a word on how God sees you. Well, you know, how God sees that other person. I guess you guys got to move around, or you can mix yourselves over there. So, got to come over to this side. Find somebody you normally don't minister to. You have some people over there behind on that side too. You could mingle with them.
I know.
And then just share word over them of who God says they are. Just by a show of hands, who's got it? I'm sure they're all good words, but who got something that maybe fresh and new that you haven't heard before? Something new revelation? No? Nobody?
I show mine's.
Okay.
Mine's was Janelle. What's her name? Patricia's daughter. Oh, you want me to come up there?
Of course, so everybody can hear you.
I'm fired. I got
to come over. So the cyber world can see you. This way the cyber world to see you, so when you preach next week.
Yeah, Patricia's daughter, I want to get her name right. Jayla. Thank you. She gave me a word. She said that she see that resting and peace is surrounding me. I mean peace, you know, resting in the Lord. And like I'm not like nothing to worry about. So I told her, I said, wow, that's kind of confirmation because my spending time with the Lord is in the living room when everybody goes to sleep. And I got the habit that I sit on the couch with my Bible. And when I'm going through something, I said, okay, Jesus, you got to come here, sit up right here. You got to talk to me. We got to talk, you know. But I do feel that peace, that quiet time with God. So when she said that, it was like confirmation.
Amen.
Why we love doing activations here.
That's right.
Just get in touch with the Father's heart, you know, and just practice and releasing. Amen. All right, so another thing of our identity is that we are friends and not servants. Mm-hmm. And what do we mean by that? The Bible says in John 15:15, and this is Jesus speaking, I no longer call you servants. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. So again, it's that access to the Father's heart, to the Father's will, to the Father, what he's doing, what he's thinking about, what he wants to do, all that good stuff. As friends, as his children, we have access to it. We have access through intimacy. Amen. We have access to that. Everything, I guess everything, but that we can obtain from the Father, it's through intimacy.
That's right.
You know, that's the key, that connection, that heart-to-heart connection with the Father. And that's what how we obtain. That's how it's released. That's how the love flows. That's how the prophetic words flow. That's how the power flows. It's all through intimacy. It's through the heart-to-heart connection, staying connected with the Father. Obviously we'll always be servants in the way that we serve the Father, we serve others, but we're children, we're friends, we have access that what typically a servant wouldn't have, right, if we think in those terms. We are sons and daughters. John 1:13 says, we are children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. This is our new ultimate identity. Again, children of descent from the Father's heart, from the Father's desire. You know, not our parents doing or our parents, oops, mistakes. Surprise! But you can, you know, I was one of those. But see, but in the natural, but in the spirit, the Father knew I was coming.
That's right.
And he had plans. John 1:3-1, so, you know, says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Again, the Father calls you his child, his daughter, his son, you know, precious, lovely, beautiful, all these awesome things, and it's his pleasure to do so. It's his pleasure to look at you this way, it's his pleasure to speak these things over you, it's his pleasure to sing these things over you. Romans 8:16-17. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs and heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Again, we have access to everything that belongs to the Father, everything that the Father owns, which I think is pretty much every galaxy, star, known and unknown, you know, the whole universe.
That's right.
All of that, we have access to his creativity, his love, his power, his blessings. What else? You know, it's infinite. It's really infinite. We could never get tired finding out what new things and what depths there is to him, of him, and what new things he has for us, and deeper levels and. So all that is ours through Christ. We are heirs. We have access to it. And it's for the here and now. It's not, you know, obviously God's not passing away. You know, we don't have to wait till, like, you know, you know, we'll be waiting forever. But right. It's for the here and now. It's ours for the takings. It's just up to us to go and connect and have the intimacy. So all that stuff starts to flow. Galatians 4:7 says, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. So again, because we're sons and daughters, we have access to everything that the Father has through Jesus. Okay, try to find. We're going to have to move again. I guess it's this side here and this side with that side. Find a person, again, that you normally don't, you know, minister to or with. And declare a blessing over them in relationship to their status as a child of God. So find someone you normally don't, you know, pray over, prophesy over. There's plenty of, like, new people with it, guys. and then release a blessing over each other in relationship to their status as a child or daughter of God.
That they would have a deeper encounter with
yes,
God?
Yes,
that
sounds
say that, all right?
That they will have a deeper encounter
with the Father.
With the Father. Yes. As we are as children. Yes.
Amen. I was like, what? Status? What is that? Getting away from this Christianese, you know?
Awesome. So again, as God's children, we obtain access, intimacy, influence, and authority. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. That's access. But that word confidence there in the original language, basically, it has the meaning of no reservations. So if you think of, you know, going out to a fancy restaurant, right, you can't just walk in. You got to call ahead of time. If you think of going to your doctor's or dentist, you can't just walk in. You have to make an appointment or a reservation. But here we are told, the Holy Spirit tells us through the book of Hebrews, that we can access the throne of grace, basically the throne of God. We can come straight into His presence with no reservations. We don't have to call ahead of time. We don't have to book an appointment. You know, He doesn't have to check His schedule to see, you know, if He has an opening for us. We can just walk in at any moment, any time, no matter what. We can just sit down wherever we are at and sit with Him. And be in His presence. We are the carriers of His presence. And we can just sit and talk with Him, or allow Him to love on us, or vice versa, us love on Him, without any reservations, without any, you know, prior engagement, prior appointment. We just walk in and we're there. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
Because we're His children. The Son can do nothing of His own intimacy. Again, we spoke about this, that everything flows, His love, His power, His creativity, everything from God flows through us, to us, and through us through intimacy. Jesus was connected to the Father. He said, "Without, you know, I don't do anything on my own. It's all in connection to the Father." It's the same thing. Us, intimacy with the Father will release the floodgates. We'll open up the floodgates for everything to flow. Matthew 7:7-8 says, "Ask and it will be given to you, for everyone who asks receives influence." And I share the example of my daughter. She, you know, I had a certain amount that I was like, oh, you know, so I'm spending this year, you know. She asked for something else. And not only did she get it, but because she asked for herself, her two brothers received an increase in their presence as well. You know, so it's, again, it's that influence of a child with a father, or with a parent. It's the influence that we have with the Father. You know, just for asking. Matthew 10:1 says, He gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. Authority. And again, the authority of God that is given to us is to align things. It's to align things here on earth with heaven, with His purposes. It's not for us to, you know, walk around like big shots, but it wouldn't work anyway.
That's
right. But, you know, it's the authority to align heaven to earth, or earth to heaven, I should say. Yes. So, pretty much covers it all. Father, we just thank You. We ask You that You would just continually ingrain in us, in our spirits, in our minds, in our souls, who we are in You. The beauty and the awesomeness of Your heart towards us as Your children. And we ask for increase of intimacy and encounters with You.
Amen.
Face-to-face encounters, oh God.
Yeah.
That we would, as Paul said, we would come to know more the depths and the width and the heights of Your love.
Mm.
Oh God. And be changed by it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank You, Lord.